Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why. Yeah,
yeah. Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. One of the leading futurists of our time, spanning two centuries, two millennia. He's not that old. He just worked out that way. But he continues to contribute, and he's become a great friend of mine, and which I'm very grateful for. He's the author of many books, including Future Edge, including Five Regions of the Future. He's an outstanding filmmaker, which you can find on his websites and a lot of other places. And he's the guy who introduced me to the concept of paradigms, which I still use all the time in my thinking and in my work. He's our good friend Joel Barker. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Okay, folks, we got a lot of stuff to cover here. And Joel, I know we're going to talk about bugs, but I want to do that in the second segment because first,
sure,
I want to talk about this 3D printing. Now, folks, you've heard Joel talking to us for years now, for 5 or 6 years. He's been telling us about the advent of 3D printing. We're going to make walls. We're going to make parts. We're going to make components. We're going to make physical organs, right? Functioning organs.
They're printing organs. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But here's the thing. And I know you got a little something you want to report on here, but I wanted to give you some props because you told us about this years ago, and recently I read about a child in, I think, Australia who didn't have any fingers. He was born without fingers. And two people collaborated from across thousands of miles on the internet and created with a 3D printer a device that would give this little boy fingers. Mechanical fingers that he can pick things up with now.
Truly amazing.
And they used the 3D printing as part of what they were doing. So you told us, you said, look for these kinds of things in our lives, and it's actually in the life of that little child right now.
And here's another thing to think about that child. As he or she grows older and their hands grow bigger, they'll print more fingers,
mm-hmm.
and every time they print those fingers, they'll get more sophisticated, and I will make another prediction. At some point in the next 10 years, they will print not mechanical fingers, but flesh and blood fingers with their child
protoplasm.
Cells. You got
synthetic protoplasm.
That's where we're going.
Yep.
So in 10 years, she may very well have fingers that look just like yours and mine
mm-hmm.
and operate just like yours and mine,
right.
and they'll be from her stem cells and printed by the lithographic printers. Yep.
Now on another note, you talked about a 3D printer. There was another thing there that you had a new 3D printer generation.
Yeah.
What's
called
this about?
Formlabs, Formlabs. They were, by the way, it's a double store because we know what Kickstarter is, which is this place to get your own funding.
Right.
It was one of the largest funded Kickstarter projects in history. It is now coming to fruition. They will be bringing out a incredibly accurate 3D printer for less than $4,000.
Wow.
So we are now moving into this stage where, in fact, the average person, if they want to, can actually afford to buy one of these machines.
And what would they print with that? What would be an example of something they would print, and what would be the throughput?
Well, you can print in metal, you can print in plastic, it's different materials that you can print, you know, it's basically you start with a powder.
I'm sure the company that sells the machines also sells the throughput.
Well, that's the next thing, that's the razor blade.
Yeah.
But I think here's the other thing that we ought to have a quick discussion on, but it's important. One of the predictions has been everybody will have one of these in their basement.
Right.
That's not going to happen. And the reason is, you and I don't have time to do the design, to do all the stuff. It will be in the basements of the entrepreneurs
right.
and the inventors, and that's where it should be. And that's why this machine is so important. Is because
and it's going to change. It's going to change the nature of manufacturing, isn't it?
Well, it'll do that, but also it changes the manufacture of invention because you can get something
mm-hmm.
physical
prototype.
and fine-tune it, Jim. That's
mm-hmm.
the thing. It's not just once and pay $50,000 for somebody to build your model.
Right.
It would cost you $50
right.
to put the model together and check
innovation
it out.
Innovation is being put on steroids with these things, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
and you,
what's going to happen.
And we can thank Joel for over the last several years, he's stayed on top of this 3D printing thing, folks, and we've been talking about it for a long time. So, Joel, thank you. It's been fun to see the things that you helped us to see years ago actually coming into fruition and being used in the marketplace. We'll come back. We're going to talk about some bugs, a different kind of bug. Some of it that we have in ourselves, but also some, a different kind of commercial bugs.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.